Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We just want to say thank you so much for you listening to our podcast. We know that God is blessing. Send our podcast to anybody you know. We want to bring encouragement to a lost and dying world. We want to bring encouragement to the body of Christ. You know, we want to talk about today, is God satisfied with you? You know, so many times we ask ourselves, you know, is God satisfied with us? And I think we've been brought up to believe that way and think that way and trust in that way. And we got to understand that if He's satisfied with Jesus, He's satisfied with us. You know, when I was a little boy, we used to sing a song in youth church. And the name of that song, Is He Satisfied? Is He Satisfied? Is He Satisfied with Me? Have I done my best? Have I stood the test? Is He satisfied with me? Now, I would always go back and say, Lord, was God satisfied with me? But when we look at ourselves and self-examination, I want you to understand today, Jesus looks down. God looks down and He sees Jesus. He doesn't look down and see your struggles. He doesn't look down and see your heartaches, because the Bible said in Ephesians 1 and 6, He's made us accepted in the Beloved. So I want you to understand today, all there's to see is your inadequacies and your inabilities to produce and your performance in and of yourself. We will never meet God's standards for Him to be satisfied with us. We're always going to fall short, guys. We're always going to stumble. We're always going to come up a little bit low when we start measuring and trying to satisfy God. But if you, let me ask you something. Next time that thought comes to your mind, turn that thought around and say, is God satisfied with Jesus? Because the question to ask today is, if not, God is satisfied with you, but is God satisfied with the cross of Jesus? And the answer is, He's completely satisfied. At the cross, our acceptance is found. So I want you to understand that Jesus cried out with His last breath, it is finished, in John 10:19-30. The work is complete. The full punishment for all of our sins was exacted on Jesus at the cross. God will not punish the believer again, nor because He has gone soft on sin, but because our sins have already been punished in the body of Jesus. God's holiness and His justice are now on our side. God is not accessing you based on what you have or have not done. He is accessing you based on what Jesus has done, and God is satisfied with Jesus today. And yes, of course He is. Then, to the same extent that God is satisfied with Jesus, He is satisfied with you. God's own Son had to be crushed at Calvary for His blessing to become a reality in your life. Now, the gift of unmerited favor, or the grace of God and His righteousness, is only a free gift to you today, because the full payment for the gift was met with Jesus' body. The cross made all the difference, guys. Don't let anyone blindside you into thinking that you need to pay for your own sins. Don't let anyone deceive you with the lie that eternal salvation in Christ is uncertain and shakable, because it's absolutely not. God is satisfied with you today because of the purpose that Jesus. But this song that we used to sing, it condemned us each time we sang the song. And after all, we'd never been taught that God was satisfied with His Son's sacrifice at the cross. And we did not understand that the new covenant of grace was all about. And we were young and zealous for God, but defeated by our lack of knowledge. So I want you to understand today that God, that the cross met all your needs, all your sorrow, all your sickness, all your pain, all your ungodly desires, all those things was taken on the cross of Jesus Christ. And because of that, you and I today are free. We're absolutely free in the things of God. We can rest in His finished work. And the thing that God is sometimes trying to come in our lives and take us to a place that we don't need to go to, we need to understand that God is taking us to a marvelous place in His Son Jesus, and that because we rest and live and have our being there, we can enjoy the goodness of the Lord. That's a wonderful thing to be able to do today, that we're in the finished work of Jesus Christ and all of our needs, that God is exactly satisfied. There's nothing broken, nothing missing in our lives, because God looks down and sees His Son Jesus. Because the Bible said that that mine and your life are hidden with Christ in God. So our lives have been hidden in Christ with God. What a wonderful revelation when we know it's not based on our performance. It's not based on what we do right or what we do wrong. It's based on the finished work of Jesus Christ and what He did right on the cross. What a beautiful picture. What a beautiful picture of a continued, loving, compassionate Father that is so desiring to be with us, so desiring to long to for us to understand who we are. That's why Paul prayed in Ephesians, Lord, enlighten them that they'll discover what's on the inside of them. You and I need to discover what's on the inside of us, and we can walk into another place, another dimension. If you'd like to reach us, you can reach us at hfchurch7@gmail.com. That's hfchurch7@gmail.com. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. But remember, most of all, it's the beauty of grace that's containing you and sustaining you and fulfilling you on a daily basis. God bless you, and we love you.